Live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, and that's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. That's freetalklive.com, so do enjoy those. They are on us. You can still, even if you're just tuning in, you can answer the question that I asked from last hour. I've yet to have anyone answer it. Do people have a right to a house? Do people have a right to shelter? And, you know, while we're at it, do people have a right to food? Do people have a right to water? Do people have a right to life? 1-800-259-9231. I say the answer is no.
I think they have a right to life.
Do they?
Well, they do have the right to life.
Really? So if you're born out in the middle of BF nowhere and there's no food, housing, shelter, or anything like that around, how is that right to life is going to get to you, Mark?
No one can take life from you.
Oh, I see what you mean. But I'm talking about a right to sustaining life.
But sustaining life, that's a different story.
Yeah.
No one is obligated to sustain your life.
By providing with food,
right,
shelter.
Right. If you have the life, if you have the right to medical treatment, then someone is then obliged to take care of you. If you have the right to medical treatment, that means that someone's obliged to take care of you. If you have the right to speech, that means that someone's obliged to allow you to speak.
Mm.
And I do believe that they're obliged to allow you to speak in certain locations.
Well, now, the right to free speech only applies to government, to the specifically to the United States government, because they're the ones that have said there is a right to freedom of speech. Well, that's on public property, government-owned property.
And they're not very good with that one,
right,
by the way.
You don't have it. People are so confused about rights in America. And it's understandable, because who teaches about rights? Government.
No, the government does.
Right. So the government doesn't really teach you the truth about rights. And the truth is, if you're on my property,
right,
you do not have a right to freedom of speech unless I decide that I want you to be able to speak freely.
Right. You can't come to my bedroom window and yodel.
Exactly right. All right. So 800-259-9231. That's the question on the table. But you can call in and talk about anything, like Tyler in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tyler, on the Amplifier line.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great. What's on your mind, sir?
Nothing. I was going to bring up an issue that probably will get your goat, because you guys actually are in the area. But I graduated, and I still have a girlfriend who is a senior in high school.
Okay.
And she goes to school. And I recently attended, however awkward it was, I recently attended a dance that they were holding in the spring, the Sadie Hawkins dance.
Okay.
And I was stunned to find out that to attend these dances, they were requiring the students and also the guests that would come along to sign a waiver, I guess you would call it, basically, to paraphrase it, saying that you were forfeiting your right to a reasonable search or seizure of your property and what is on your person, and also that the school had the right to breathalyze you without probable cause.
Woo, that and sounds like a fun dance.
That's a blast.
Exactly. It sounds like a dance that I wanted to go to, right?
Yeah.
But what I thought was even worse is when I signed this paper, not only that, but since I'm not attending Keene High School anymore, there wasn't much they could do as far as enforcing a school policy on me.
Right.
So what they did was, you signed a waiver saying, if your date is a member of Keene High School and you go there and violate one of the school policy rules, be it dress code or drinking or smoking, whatever the situation is, your date that attends Keene High School will be punished for your violations.
Oh, I see.
They can punish your date for your violations?
Sure, they can do whatever they want.
That's bizarre.
Apparently, that did not make any semblance of sense to me whatsoever.
So did you end up going?
I ended up going because we fought about it for weeks. And what it came down to was, I told my girlfriend that I would do her a favor and that I would go because it was something that she really wanted. But I could not, the whole time I felt uncomfortable and like I was being watched. They had 6 police officers at that dance, I counted.
Wow.
6 police officers.
Good time to rob a bank.
I said, what kind of place are we living in here where we go to a high school dance and you're required to have 6 police officers there to enforce the school policies?
I mean, this is Keene, New Hampshire you're talking about. This happens to be, Tyler's calling from Keene. We happen to live in Keene. This is, 25,000 people living here. There's one high school in Keene.
There's no crime
more
here.
Right, there's no crime. I mean, really, I guess the cops just don't have anything better to do. But, I mean, have there been crime waves outside of the Keene High School dances in the past?
No, I mean, there was when they say that there were alcohol problems at the dance, they talk about three or four individuals that made a bad choice to come in a drunken state and throw up on the floor or act out in some sort of irrational way, but that's the kind of alcohol problems that they're talking about. Three or four students who don't even really hurt themselves or others.
You know,
they
it's
just
amazing.
Don't pretty much make a
it's nothing new that high school students are drinking. Nothing new, I swear to God. They were drinking in my high school.
Guess
and they
what?
Were going
Those
to the
cops probably drank when they were in high school.
They absolutely
too.
Did. And I just don't understand why we need police officers in our schools now to do this. Because somehow or another, the teachers managed to handle drunk students when I was going to,
what
to high
changed?
School. What changed? It's a new world since 9/11 or Columbine or whatever.
And doesn't that stand to reason that the teachers aren't getting it done? If they need to have police officers there at the dance to police for them?
I to me, it's completely bizarre. You know, and the problem goes back to this whole weird Puritan thing that we have going around alcohol in this country. In Europe, they teach their kids how to drink at very young ages. They have wine with dinner.
It's socially accepted.
And they don't exactly. have the problems. The kids aren't experimenting with alcohol at 16, 17, 18 years old, getting
You mean
F-spaced.
They're not turning up with alcohol poisoning at dances in Europe?
It's just not happening. I mean, yeah, I'm sure people drink a little too much in Europe, but it doesn't happen like it does here because kids experiment with this stuff. It's easy to get alcohol when you're in high school. I'm sorry. It just is.
Yep, and the solution... The solution is never the solution that the government decides to put in place. And the government's solution to these problems is always more enforcement, more rules, more regulations.
You know, what's it going to be after the cops?
More
I mean,
cops.
10 years from now, it's going to be SWAT team. 10 years after that, they're going to have the National Guard with Bradley fighting vehicles out in front of the high school to make sure the kids don't sneak in alcohol.
But they won't. But you see, Mark, that'll just all be for show. Because even if they have the National Guard out there with the Bradley fighting vehicles, the kids will then be buying their alcohol from the National Guard members from the Bradley fighting, right out of the back of the Bradley fighting vehicle.
I'm afraid it does happen.
You know what I found is interesting, though, is one of the questions I posed to them was, a lot of times, even if I don't agree with things, it sets better with me if it is at least a well-thought-out attempt.
Yeah.
And what I posed to one of the administrators was, okay, if you're going to breathalyze every student that walks through the door, or every third student because you think that's quote-unquote fair, I said, you don't think that there are adults that have the same potential to abuse alcohol? And if there are parents that come onto the property to visit their student during the dance, or visit their son or daughter, mm-hmm. or take pictures, or there are teachers that come in to chaperone these dances, are they getting breathalyzed? Because they
just have
the same student body.
What was their answer?
Shut up.
There wasn't a good one. They said that they're adults, and they've learned to control themselves and act in what we would
right.
consider a reasonable way in society. So there's no need for them to be breathalyzed, or
yeah.
the police officers for that matter.
Yeah, that's right. Those adults are perfect. They don't make any mistakes. We don't need to be testing them. This is a one-size-fits-all policy for people under the age of 20.
What we need to do is abolish the drinking age.
That's really what we need to do. Do you agree with that, Tyler? As somebody who is, I know that you personally are an EMT. You work in the medical field. You probably see your share of people drinking way too much. Do you feel like that's a good solution?
I think it's a great solution. I think you hit the nail on the head earlier when you're talking about social acceptability. The reason we have a problem in this country is not because all of a sudden when you turn 21, you're guaranteed to handle it responsibly. It's that in other areas of the world, you're brought up in a culture where it's acceptable and it's not taboo. And
right.
now when students come around and they start realizing, I want to be treated like an adult, they get to be 15, 16, 17, 18, and they start going out and abusing it because right. it's been something that's taboo since the time they were very little.
I wonder how long it would take to turn that culture around here in America. If we went ahead and abolished the drinking age, how many years would it take to shift that cultural awareness?
Well, we had prohibition back in the 30s.
Yeah.
And we still have a percentage, and I can't tell you, it's some large percentage, like a third more or something like that, people that drink distilled alcohol over brewed alcohol from before then. Basically, prohibition caused Americans to drink liquor over beer.
Mm.
And
we can turn it around.
It's going down, but it's going down very slowly.
Tyler, you're going to make a great mayor, man, and thank you for the call. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, 800-259-9231. That guy's going to run for mayor here.
Is he?
Yeah, he's 19 years old, and he's got my vote.
You can have mine.
More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's March 9th, 2007. Gold is at $651.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $674.68, $339.86 for half ounce, and $169.93 for quarter ounce. Coins at $674.68, $339.86, $169.93. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, archives included, an entire year's worth of the show right there for your download and convenience. Front page, freetalklive.com. Do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child a kid's journey to getting rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com or 800-657-5066 as we go to the phones and talk to Nick in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hello, Nick.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Aqua Teen Hunger Force incident with the terrorists there in Boston.
Oh, these idiots.
The supposed bomb scare in Boston where some blinking lights caused the idiot police hierarchy to decide to declare martial law
in
the city.
I don't know. I think the whole city of Boston is full of idiots. I mean, it's not just the Boston government. I think the entirety of Boston is just probably the dumbest city in American history.
Come on, there has to be people in Boston that think that their police force just overreacted.
There must be, but you were listening to a radio show, and they certainly weren't letting them on the line.
Right, they certainly weren't. I heard some callers talking about, you know, how it's a great thing that they're arresting these two long-haired kids that put these signs up. I'm sorry. If you think that a blinking light bright board is a bomb, then you could think that anything's a bomb. I mean, somebody could be walking their dog down the street and have a bomb shoved up its butt.
It could happen.
I mean, the fact is, let's just shut down the city at all. Whenever anybody thinks that, you know, whenever some delusional weirdo thinks that they've seen some bomb, and, you know, that's fine. And then the next time you won't have Turner Broadcasting to blame it on, though.
But, Nick, what did you have to say about it?
Well, I agree with you. I think Boston pretty much descended to a death of socialism. But, I don't know. I don't know if either of you guys watch Adult Swim, or
I don't have cable. I don't. I've heard it's an excellent show, but I don't actually watch television.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But what Cartoon Network does between the late night adult scene cartoon shows like that is they have what they call bumps between the shows where they'll post viewers' emails if they say something funny.
Okay.
Or they have a witty response. And I know there's probably a lot of people listening to Free Talk Live who do watch Adult Swim.
I'm sure.
Probably.
So I'm going to do it myself, and I encourage other people to write in to the Adult Swim crew, because they have staffers who run the show. And just let them know what you think about this, and if you have a witty comment, it might get posted on Cartoon Network.
Excellent. And maybe drop a mention of Free Talk Live in there, because apparently we're one of the only people, we're one of the only media organizations that's outside of John Stossel that actually supports them, that actually supports their ability to promote their shows in this manner.
Well, I don't support Turner Broadcasting for forking over $2 million.
I don't support that either. I think that was a mistake on their part. But, hey, nonetheless, if we can get a mention on Adult Swim, that'd be really cool.
It would be great.
It's a cool idea, Nick. Thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mark in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I think the French government and maybe you guys are confusing rights with entitlements.
How is it that we're confusing? Can you explain?
Well, there are no entitlements, but there are rights. You have a right to life and a right to free speech and a right to a house, but you're not entitled to any of those.
You have a right to a house. Can you explain how you have a right to a house?
I can have a house if I want one.
Well, that means you have the right to buy a house.
You have the right to contract. You have the right to do business.
Right. But I'm not entitled to have a house.
No, you certainly aren't. The term right suggests an entitlement.
So hold on just a second. What's his name?
But I think that's one of the big confusions that has crept into.
I think you're confused, Mark.
Right.
Look, I think you're confused. I do have a right to speech. I do have a right to a religion. I do have a right to expression. I don't have that right on your property.
But you're not entitled to that right anywhere else.
Well, an entitlement.
Nobody has to give you a forum to speak in.
That's correct.
No, they don't. I mean, I could do it on my own property.
That would be, if we were required to give you a forum to speak, that would be an entitlement.
You pretty much have. It's called public property.
Nobody has an entitlement. And there is no such thing as public property.
Well, I would agree with you that there's no such thing as public property, but many people would disagree with you. Because actually what there is government property. We just sign over our money, and then the government buys property.
And government, because we've given away our rights to government, can give entitlement.
But wait, we didn't give away our rights to government. I don't know about you, but I haven't given away any rights to any government.
Well,
have you?
So they've forcibly taken our rights.
That's true. They have forcibly taken our freedoms and our rights. You're right about that. Very good.
Rights are so difficult because
good call.
You can't put your pencil right on exactly what they are.
But yeah, you guys might remember the Bill of No Rights.
I don't know. It sounds familiar.
There was a senator someplace that wrote the, let's see, Bob Aldrich, something like that.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, you can find it on the internet. But
is it like a joke, or was it serious?
Article 1 here says, you do not have a right to a new car, big screen TV, or any other form of wealth. More power to you if you can legally acquire them, but no one is guaranteeing anything.
Yes.
That's the idea that I'm trying to get across.
I would concur with it.
I agree, but the way they use the term, I see where you're coming from on your differentiation between rights and entitlements, and unfortunately the word right has come to mean an entitlement in today's day and age, and it shouldn't be that way.
That's correct. Just like liberal has come to mean somebody that's actually a conservative.
Or whatever, yeah. Liberal and conservative don't mean anything to me anymore. But thank you for the call, Mark. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Coffee in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Coffee.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Maybe a frivolous topic, vegetable oil, but I didn't know if you were aware you can run a diesel car or a truck on vegetable oil.
Oh, yeah, that's old news.
Yeah, there's several companies that are very legitimate. They sell the kits that you can do so. I bought one from a company and put it in my van, and there's several guys here in Illinois that do the same.
Where are you getting your vegetable oil from?
Restaurant, not too far, or a bar.
So what do you? How do you filter your vegetable oil?
You ought to see my setup.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the average American isn't ready to put a still in the back of their car. You know,
No, they're not, but I mean, you know, it's coming around.
I think you're right, but and here's the next question is what happens when 15 people in your town in Mississippi?
Illinois,
wherever, start using vegetable oil cars. What do you do then?
As far as...
Well, my question is, where do you...
Getting the oil.
Once there's going to be a...
15 is not where the top of the curve's at. 1,500's where the top of the curve is at.
I suppose if you're in Chicago.
But if there's that many people, then wouldn't that be a market demand and somebody could open up a vegetable oil pumping station?
Absolutely. And there's guys that... Of course, this is not the reason I call. I'm leading up to something. But, you know, I'm getting 50 gallons a week from two sources. You know, how many restaurants, how many bars have we got? You know, you've got to figure the numbers on that.
What are you paying for 50 gallons of vegetable oil?
I get it for free.
Yeah, a lot of them, they're getting them for free for now. But you notice, he has to have two restaurants to power one car.
But I do have a point.
He's got a point, and we're going to let you make it. Hang on, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Speaking of veggies, let's talk poppies on the way. I don't know if that's really a veggie, but it grows. And people should be allowed to grow it. We'll talk about it. Your calls as well about anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. The Live Saturday Edition.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Every era is known for its protests. In the 70s, it was anti-war. In the 80s, anti-fur. And when I come back, I'll peacefully demonstrate for a 90s revolution that's still the rage. And I lock brakes.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
As the saying goes, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Well, Anti-Lock Braking Systems, or ABS, stands firmly for stopping and against locking. ABS originated in the aircraft industry, where stopping big, fast planes on short runways is critical. Adapted for panic stopping in cars, this sophisticated system uses a computer to sense when wheels are about to lock, then automatically regulates braking action. Now don't protest. With Anti-Lock Brakes, forget pumping. Just press firmly and let ABS do the rest. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything. The live Saturday edition. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. And that does include the wiki. There's over 1,000 pages created by listeners like you. Wiki.freetalklive.com for more information about that. It's a lot of fun. It's like a listener editable version of our website. And like everything else at freetalklive.com, it is completely free.
Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. February the 23rd through the 25th, 2007, meet libertarian superstars John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum to register today. And space is running out. They've already got some of the programs that are sold out, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Really looking forward to that. Less than 2 weeks away, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. As we go back to the phones, back to Coffee in Illinois, somebody who's going to be attending the said Liberty Forum. Now, Coffee, you were talking about your vegetable oil running vehicle that you have.
Right.
And you said you were getting to a point about
it. Well, the point is, there's a fellow here in Illinois who, I've never met him, but I participate in a forum that he also participates in. He got slam dunked by the Illinois Department of Revenue. They came and visited with him, and long story short, they demanded past road taxes, because here in Illinois, I think it's 23 cents a gallon we pay on gas and diesel.
Whoa.
They demanded past road tax on his use of vegetable oil. And
holy crap. How did they find him?
I don't know, and it's a question. But he ended up, he tried to get out of it. He couldn't get out of it. He ended up paying $400-some in back taxes. He signed an agreement to never sell it and never use it again. And I just got a call today from my friend Dave, who's down in Peoria, and he runs vegetable oil, too. And he also got a recent visit from the Illinois Department of Revenue.
Oh, my gosh.
They wanted him to pay the back taxes and sign all the agreements. Plus, they want him to sign up as a retailer, which he doesn't sell it. He just runs it.
Mm-hmm.
But they insisted he sign up as a retailer, so he got the application, filled it out, and submitted it. And they said, well, there's no application fee, but we do want a $2,500 bond, which is just extortion. You know that.
My gosh.
Okay, now, here's the thing. He went to his senator, and he asked the senator to help him. The senator wrote up a bill. It's Senate Bill 267. Okay, it's being submitted right now.
Okay.
That excuses road tax on the use of vegetable oil for personal, non-commercial use. And if you don't mind, I'd kind of like to ask the people here in Illinois who are listening, if you're not a vegetable oil user, it's still going to affect you. If you could call your senator and ask him to get behind this bill to amend the road taxes.
Yeah,
if we could get it here in Illinois, we could get it in all 50 states.
But are people going to say this isn't fair, Coffee? That we're all paying for gas, we're all paying for the roads, and you're just trying to get out of it?
Well, I think it's wrong to pay the road taxes. Really, I think they're being overpaid for them. There's four different sources here locally that they're getting the road taxes from, and it's something that I'm very interested in getting your opinion over, Ian, too. Is I'd like for you to discuss a little bit about what is our responsibility to the road tax, and how many different sources do we need for the one service that we're getting, or getting or not getting, regardless?
Well, you know how I feel about the road tax. I think it should be abolished entirely. I think people should, the roads should be sold. People should own them on a private basis and take care of them on a private basis. That way we won't have to worry about these silly taxes anymore.
But being as we do have a road tax and we've got the system set up, I mean, are we just a bunch of lemmings? Is that it? Because everybody else is paying a tax they shouldn't be paying, the rest of us should do so as well.
That's an excellent question. I don't think that you should have to pay. I don't know. I wish you good luck on promoting that bill, and thank you for the call, Coffee. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. How do you feel about that, Mark? I mean, Coffee and the other veggie oil people essentially not paying the taxes. I know you're a big fan of government roads, so I'm wondering, you know, how you feel about that.
I'm happy with anybody who can get out of paying taxes.
So that's okay with you. It's okay with you that there are some free riders, if you will,
yeah,
when it comes
it
to
is.
The government roads.
It absolutely is.
Interesting. All right. I'm not going to hold your feet to the flame on that because I don't care. If you can get out of taxes, I'm all, you know, I'm behind you.
Yep.
Way to go. Congratulations. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Philip in New Hampshire on Free Talk Live. Hello, Philip. Philip in New Hampshire, going once. Philip in New
Hampshire.
I'm sorry?
My name's Dick. I didn't know there was a Philip.
I'm sorry about that. Dick in New Hampshire.
That's quite all right.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
No. I'll tell you one. Glad to hear that you were promoting the Liberty Forum up here in Concord in a couple of weeks.
We're going to be there. It's going to be awesome. Oh, I've heard. Yeah, are you? You're like the most pro-liberty representative in New Hampshire.
That's correct,
Dick Marple.
Let me put it this way: I was up until December 6th, and then a very mysterious occurrence took place with the in a recount where 51 uncounted ballots. And turned me over, so my lead was reduced to less than three, and I was ousted for my fourth term. But that's all right.
Oh, no.
Another two more years, and maybe I'll be back up there. Who knows?
I see.
Anyhow, the purpose of the call was Dennis Goddard, who's the research director for the National Liberty Alliance.
We love Dennis. Dennis is a great guy.
Well, he hurt me in action last Wednesday in the Judiciary Committee as I attempted to shock them. With the fact that the courts in the state of New Hampshire are operating totally in violation of the United States Constitution. And that is this, as most courts are. And the bill that I had put in was a bill I had in last year. It got killed last year. I did more research on it and came up with what I think is going to shock the entire country. And that is,
really?
If you're a strict constructionist, if you're with the Constitution, as I am, and many of my comrades gave the supreme sacrifice, because I'm a life member of the VFW.
Okay.
But anyway, let's leave that back. We're going to on what the shocking element is, and that is, if you all read Article 3, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, you will see that the federal courts are explicitly delegated the jurisdiction of admiralty and maritime.
Okay,
now, because it is a constitutional delegated power to the federals, no state can use maritime or admiralty jurisdiction. And that's what the corporate government, which is the courts today, they're not courts, they're administrative tribunals, extracting the wealth from the labor of those who produce the wealth.
Is that why
to transfer? So let me give you a little bit of what I call an alliteration that has some meaning.
Well, now, before you go on, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
The whole Admiralty Court thing, is that why it is that, for instance, in cases like the Ed Brown case out of Plainfield, New Hampshire, that they just won't allow people to make defenses based on the U.S. Constitution these days?
That is not an Article III court. In fact, I filed an affidavit with the county attorney just this Friday. I fought upon the court. The governor of the state of New Hampshire got the same affidavit. Every one of the five counselors. See, New Hampshire's an interesting state.
Okay.
The governor is a weak governor. He is controlled by five counselors, which the people elect.
Right, the executive committee are executive counselors. Yeah.
And he has to have at least three votes on the council in order to get his... it's a good check and balance, if you will.
Yeah, I agree.
But the significant thing is what we have is fraud upon the court. Now, most people should call him judge. Well, Mr. McAuliffe is not a judge.
You're talking about the judge in the Ed Brown case.
He's a paid employee of a bankrupt municipal corporation that is defined as the United States.
So how can we
say the United States?
Now, Dick, we're short on time, but how can we separate ourselves from this bankrupt corporation known as the United States? How can we get out of this?
Well, most people contract, and it's like I did. I use myself as an example. When I did it knowingly, willingly, and voluntarily, enlisted in the Navy over 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how old I am. Anyway, the point I'm getting at is this. When I did it knowingly, I lost my status, my sovereign status as a freeborn American sovereign, and I became a United States citizen by contract.
I see.
And
now,
when
I completed
4 years in the Navy and got an honorable discharge, then I had to recover that which was lost. But you recover that by virtue of a similar act. I use an act of old purgatory. Well, you look up in Black.
I would like, you're getting a little bit drowned out by the music.
Sure.
If you can hang on, Dick, we're going to bring you back. I'd like to explain how it is you can get out of this whole citizenship thing, because that's very interesting to me. More on the way. I personally don't, I don't like the whole citizenship idea. More on the way.
Sounds strange to me.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's WACHTERS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for Free Talk Live. It takes you just a minute. All you need is your email address. It won't be spammed. It won't be sold. But it does make a big difference for us. You go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for the show. That's vote.freetalklive.com. And it's very simple. The what it does is it helps us stay in the top 10 podcasts of the world. Last time I looked, we were at number one, but the lead was very tenuous. We may not be number one right now. And I know you're checking on that, Mark, as we speak.
I am.
But your votes help keep us there in that top 10, and therefore spreading the message of freedom and liberty to as many people as possible. So head over to vote. We are number one, but again, we still need to stay number one, and we can do that with your votes at vote.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Representative, or I guess former Representative. It's Dick Marple calling in from New Hampshire. Dick, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, our friend Dennis turned you on to the show. And
that's
you're
correct. He said, in fact, he called me earlier. And I said, I'll see if I get him on the radio. I couldn't tune you in, so I came in I didn't even know what the topic or subject matter was this evening.
That's okay, because this is Free Talk Live. We're on 20 stations around the country. We're on in New Hampshire, up in the New London area, on Bob Vinegar's 99.7 FM. WNTK. That's where you can get us in the state as of right now. But the show is about anything, Dick, so it's appropriate enough that you can call in and bring up whatever you want. You've been talking about this concept, which a lot of people look at and they're going to say conspiracy theory. They're going to say, Dick, you're joshing us. You're saying that that the United States government is a bankrupt municipal corporation.
That's correct.
How is it that you would respond to somebody who says that's just a conspiracy theory?
Well, to defeat those naysayers, let's put it that way, I never say anything unless they have the documentation to back me up. So let me refer anyone who is skeptical to Title 28, which is the judiciary of the United States Code. There are 50 codes. Now, that's private law, incidentally, unless it has been established by Congress as positive law. Like Title 26, which is Internal Revenue, is not positive law. That only has jurisdiction. We're talking about jurisdiction here, and that's why I am so intent on restoring the common law courts. And I'm going to use the Constitution because I am going to bring action against every judge in the state of New Hampshire.
Wow.
Who is operating in admiralty jurisdiction in violation of his oath to support and maintain the Constitution, because he's violating Article 3, Section 2 of the United States Constitution.
You sound like
he has absolutely no jurisdiction.
You sound like you've certainly done your research here, and you were talking about and that's why I'm going to defer to you on this, Dick. You've got way more experience than I do. Certainly, both of us combined, Mark and I. Now, you were talking about citizenship and ending citizenship and restoring sovereign status. This is something that I personally have been after for a while, and I'll explain to you briefly as I understand, and I want to see if maybe we agree on this. As I understand it, there have been Supreme Court decisions over the past X number of years, various different decisions, that have time and time again reiterated the fact that there is no obligation to protect on behalf of the government. Everybody says, well, I'm a citizen, I'm a U.S. citizen. Well, if you look at the definition of citizen, it's very clearly defined as somebody who owes a debt of allegiance to a government in return for a duty of allegiance, rather.
That's correct.
In return for protection. But the Supreme Court says over and over again, there's no duty to protect. So if there's no duty to protect, then there cannot possibly be a citizenship. Is that correct?
Well, there are several Supreme Court cases, U.S. versus Cruikshank, and probably the most interesting one, and that was, what, 30 years later, before 1900, but it's Yick Wo, Y-I-C-K. Put it in Google, Y-I-C-K, second word, Wo, W-O, versus Hopkins, H-O-P-K-I-N-S.
And what was
Yick
that
Wo
decision?
Versus Hopkins. It's about Chinese laundries in California, how they were being discriminated against. But the significance in that is you will find out what a sovereign is, because the United States Supreme Court defined the sovereign.
What is it?
We are, unless we contract away our sovereignty and come under the jurisdiction of the corporate government.
I think pretty much everybody who's been listening to Free Talk Live for a small amount of time would like to retain their sovereign status. How is it that someone can go about doing that?
Well, that's right. You've got to do your homework. One thing that the Supreme Court, of course, you've got to also understand what you're using as a medium of exchange. The monetary system that the corporate government operates on is commercial paper.
The fiat system.
Not gold and silver, the Constitution. That's the difference between lawful money and legal tender.
I see.
Now, you want to deal in legal tender? Well, then you've got a problem, because you're taking the benefit of using a debt currency. I don't have a bank account.
I don't
put out any vulture food for the corporate government to steal. I learned that many times years ago when a bankrupt municipal corporation has a contract with, guess what, the foreign corporation, which is domiciled as a trust, because you can't break into a trust. It's the 62nd trust of the Department of Treasury for Puerto Rico.
Mark, you're shaking your head over there. What's going on?
If it's relevant, it's just baffling and confusing. I don't know that it is, but you know, how does somebody use this information, assuming it's true?
Isn't it something true? It's all documented. That's what's happening. Is people see the schools? I call them institutions of indoctrination.
I agree.
The public school system. I did it deliberately. S-F-O-O-L, public school system. That's what it is. They don't teach the youth to inquire. They don't teach them to even contemplate that which they have questions on.
They place them in a little box, and everybody just lives their life out in that little box, essentially being slaves of the state.
Correct.
Well,
feudal slaves.
I think what it points out is that New Hampshire is the perfect place for the Free State Project.
I joined it, even though I didn't have to move here, because I was here.
Right. We have 400 representatives and people from all walks of life. People can truly be represented in their government in New Hampshire. Because how many people voted you in? How many total votes did you get in your largest election, Dick?
Oh, good Lord. I have to go back and look.
Probably
a
thousand.
Not a record. Just anybody go into the Department of State.
People get voted in and out with, like, a big vote in for representatives in New Hampshire is 1,000.
What has happened? They did some gerrymandering around. You know, when the district, I was in originally in 1998 when I was first elected.
Gotcha. And actually, you've been
number 11. Then they changed to gerrymandering. Then I was in District 37 and I had four towns. I had Pittsfield.
It's unfortunate that. So you actually are representative for Ed Brown's area then?
No.
Oh, you were?
No.
I see.
Ed is in another county. I'm in Merrimack County.
Gotcha. And you're no longer a representative today because, unfortunately, you lost your election. There's some sort of weird.
Well, I'll tell you, as a result of that, the Secretary of State, who I have a very good rapport with, in fact, he was astounded. He put in a a special investigation to find out where did these 51 votes come from, I mean these uncounted ballots, and as a result of that, there was another, and in fact it's going to be voted on this week, and not voted on, it's going to be a public hearing on it this week, on another, shall we say, endeavor. I couldn't sign it because I wasn't there, but one of my colleagues is introduced it, and that is that when you receive a ballot from, when you vote in New Hampshire, when you receive a ballot, mm-hmm. it will be validated with a specific stamp. And the stamp will be stamped onto that ballot when you receive it.
So that will help eliminate voter fraud, is what you're saying?
That's correct, exactly.
That's good, I appreciate that. And, Dick, you know what, you're going to be at the Liberty Forum coming up. Dick, we're running short on time. You're going to be at the Liberty Forum coming up here in 2 weeks?
The table up there for the Fully Informed Jury Association.
Which I've excellent.
Been associated with for many years. So
I'm a huge fan.
Feature.org or call 1-800-TELL-JURY.
Wow. You know, Dick, you really are an activist.
He's a busy guy.
Dick, you really are a super activist. I'm a huge fan of the Fully Informed Jury Association, and I'm looking forward to meeting you. And I know a number of our listeners are going to be attending the Liberty Forum. I'm sure they're going to have questions for you about getting back their sovereign status. I know that's something that fascinates a number of them, even though Mark is having a tough time understanding it. Maybe he'll be able to have a more extensive conversation with you at that point.
And Dick, let me give you this. The court, I use Title 28. Title 28 is the judiciary, the United States Code. I want everybody to go to Title 28, U.S. Code, and go to the definitions, 3002. Now, that's definitions, and you go down to subparagraph 15.
You better make it quick, Dick. We're running out of time.
You got it.
The definition of what?
A corporate government, the United States. Now, there's a difference between the United States and the United States of America.
Wow.
Two separate animals.
That's a whole other story. And, Dick, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Have a wonderful night. That guy is full of information. He's got a lot of info at his fingertips. And, Mark, you still look a little bit blown away.
I'm skeptical as to the usefulness of this, even if it's true.
Well, the fact is, this man was elected representative in the state of New Hampshire.
If he can go and rattle the cages of all those judges, God bless him. I hope he can get that done, but the average American can't do anything about it.
Right. He clearly is somebody we want to have on our side, so looking forward to meeting him. Hour number three is on the way.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.